Michael Rapaport rips Gavin Newsom over LA fire response, Trump proofing California? Try fireproofing. By Warner Todd Houston on January 15, 2025. Comedian and actor Michael Rapaport blasted California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature for dedicating $50 million to Trump-proof the state even as the wildfires continue to devastate Los Angeles. Rapaport was disgusted that while the fires are still destroying lives and homes in LA, the Gov. and state legislature met to address Trump and seemed more worried about throwing millions of tax dollars at their political crusade against the president-elect than they are about helping their own citizens, Fox News reported. The actor specifically focused on Newsom, who has dreams of running for president in 2027, and slammed him saying, "There's no more mistakes for you, you're done." Rapaport flamed Gavin with the good hair Newsom for worrying about Trump-proofing the state instead of worrying about fireproofing it. He also insisted that Newsom will now never become president after presiding over the destruction of San Francisco and Los Angeles. Gavin with the good hair Newsom, aka Nancy's nephew, blew it, there's no learning curve. Resign hashtag Gavin Newsom hashtag California wildfires at iamrapaportpic.twitter.com/edva7die. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, January 14, 2025. You're talking about Trump this, Trump that. He's not even president, Rapaport said. Rapaport, who is no fan of Donald Trump, mocked Newsom and bitterly said, "We'll do better next time. We need to learn from our mistakes." He added, "Get the fuck out of here. You're not running for sixth grade class president, them days are over," he said, calling Newsom Nancy's nephew. "What a good old boy you turned out to be, you little bullshit artist," he exclaimed. Rapaport spent years attacking Donald Trump in no uncertain terms and often in curse-laden videos. But after the October 7 attacks on Israel in 2023, when so many in the Democrat Party and on the left turned against Israel in its time of need, the actor did an about-face on Trump and Republicans and has become disillusioned with the Democrats. He also became disgusted by the left's penchant for calling Trump and Republicans Nazis and comparing them to Hitler. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.